episode 265, Words of Affirmation.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, ladies. How are you doing? Welcome, welcome. I love you. Today, you know, I just really want to sit down and I just want to be a friend. Not that I'm not a friend, but I don't want to have anything but just chat time today. I don't want to talk about business. I don't want to talk specifically about strategies. What I want to talk about is words of affirmation. How are you talking to yourself today? What was some of the first things that you said when you got up this morning and looked in the mirror? When you were driving on your way to work? When you were exercising? When you were fixing the children's lunches? What were you saying to yourself? What did you say last night as you were going to bed? It's real easy for us to speak words of encouragement and emotional support to those that we love, but very rarely, frankly, do we get it. And it's not like you want to say, hello, what about me? But most of the time, if you think about the words that you are speaking to yourself, like when you get in the shower and your mind's going, you know, because that's most of the time, that's the only place that you have semi-solitude, that and maybe the toilet for like 2 seconds, right? So you're in the shower and what is it that you're thinking? What is it that you're saying to yourself? What is it that you're repeating to yourself? You know what? I don't think it's words of affirmation. A lot of times we're our worst enemy. We beat ourselves up. Our tongue becomes our worst weapon that we have, which then invokes thoughts, which then feeds to the heart, which then breaks us down even more. Oh my. And then you wonder why you aren't feeling encouraged today, right? Come on. You are wonderful. And you need to feel that. And so today, I just really want to chat with you about that. I want you to know how special you are, that God made you so uniquely. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. He knows absolutely every hair on your head, the gray ones, the blonde ones, the ones that are not supposed to be there but somehow appeared there. You know, those little kind of funny chin hairs that are like, hello, peekaboo. And you're like, why? And then you don't ever catch them until after the big event. Have you ever had that happen? Okay. Well, I have. So you can just laugh at me if you've never had that happen. But, you know, if you don't laugh about it, you're going to cry about it. So you might as well laugh. So what are you doing? How are you talking to yourself? You deserve great things. You need to believe it. You deserve it. That doesn't mean that you don't make, you know, the best decisions always, because frankly, we make bad mistakes, right? We all aren't perfect around here. No, we're not. And that's okay, because we live in an imperfect world. Thank goodness we're seen through the eyes of Jesus Christ. And so for that, God sees only perfection because he created us. But however, you know, you do still deserve great things. Believe it. Go out and go after it. Don't be afraid of it. Life is fabulous. Embrace it. Maybe you are struggling a little bit. Maybe you have some major decisions to make. Maybe some opportunities have fallen into your lap and you're like, holy Toledo, I never saw this. This is coming out of way left field and I don't even know where to begin. Those decisions could be health related. They could be job related. They could be relationship related. They could be anything related. It's called life. But life is fabulous. Just how are you looking at it? Embrace it. Embrace life. Be happy with you. When you wake up in the morning, okay, you may not be feeling great, man. Today, I was not feeling it. Okay, I was feeling it. My quads, my hamstrings, and my glutes were on fire. I changed up my routine, and oh boy, was I feeling it. And I didn't want to get out of bed. It hurt to move. Of course, you know, that's okay because I know I'm building muscle, so that's all right. So I told myself that, but I was like, oh, and I really didn't want to exercise today. But you know what? Regardless of where you are, be happy with you. You are on a journey. It's not a destination. If it was a destination, you'd already gone there and come back. Life isn't that way. Life is a journey. Life is long, just kind of long learning. If you think about it, it's a way that as this world rotates around and think that, I mean, think about it. Come on, use your imagination. We don't use our imagination enough in schools anymore. So think about this. We ask our kids to imagine things, right? So be creative right now in your mind. Create this vision. You see the world. You have the world. And you are on that map. You're on the world. And you see yourself rotating. Holy Toledo. Just focus on that itself. It's got to give you goosebumps to think that, how come I'm not falling off? Why am I not flying somewhere? I mean, really? Seriously? Life is fabulous. Be happy being you. Embrace it. Have fun with it. Even in your struggles, find something to smile about because you're worth smiling. You smiling right now gives me joy. And you have, when you smile, believe it or not, seriously, it does create this reaction, this chemical reaction within yourself of actually smiling. So if you're one who likes to frown more often, and I can't talk in a frown, that's really hard to do. Trying to talk in a frown. Talk in a smile instead. Open up your mouth once in a while and take a funky selfie. With your mouth open and smiling, going, and see what it looks like. You'll laugh at yourself. Be happy with you. You appreciate all that surrounds you. Make today a day full of gratitude. Look at it from a different perspective. See the good in it. See the little blades of grass as they're beginning to change color with the fall. Some of you may be already experiencing fall. We are starting to get a little bit cooler temperatures here. Our low was like, 44, 45 last night. So we're starting to get into fall season, which I love. And I'm praying we have a beautiful one because the last few seasons we've kind of just like went right from summer to winter. And I was like, what happened to fall? We kind of blinked and it wasn't even there. We got like a day and a half of it. And the leaves, like some of them didn't even fall off the tree. So appreciate all your surroundings. You can do that. Be grateful. You are a woman filled with gratitude. So look at it. Be aware of what is there. You make things happen. Get ready. Go do it. You do. You make things happen. Think about it. You make dinner. You get all the kids ready for school. You pay the bills. You earn a living to have funds. If you're not earning a living actually monetarily, you're learning that living. You're earning that living by being the CEO of your family. That's earning, okay? Being the CEO of the family, I'm just telling you, is the biggest accomplishment out there. It is. And it's the one that just goes unnoticed. But today, I'm noticing you. You need to notice you. You make things happen. So don't sit there and tell yourself otherwise. Get ready. Get to it. You can do it. You are successful in all you do. You achieve it. You're successful in all you do. Now, at times you may not feel that way. Oh, burnt chicken one night. Oops. Got to have extra leftovers. Maybe that box of cereal will work. But that's okay. That's part of learning. That's part of growing. You're successful. You're a great mom. You're a wonderful wife. You are actually wanting to improve your relationship with your husband. That speaks volumes. Not every woman in the world wants to do that. You're successful in all you do. You project love and grace to others. Did you know that? Did you know that you give love and grace to others? You do. When you smile, when you use your manners like you were taught to, like, oh, thank you and please. The little things that you do. That just kind nod of a gesture when you see a stranger out on the side, maybe just walking and you're driving, and you just kind of give a nod and a smile. You project love and grace to others. That grace, oh, yeah, when the kids don't have it right. When the hubby has it all wrong, just saying. Hubby, shh, don't say anything to us. But really, you project grace to them. And that's important that you know that. You give them that. You are strength. You're their rock. Did you know that you're the foundation of the household? You are. If you think about it, everybody when they get on TV, when something happens, it's, "Hey, Mom," right? It's not, "Hey, Dad." Sorry, guys. But it's not. Moms, you're special. You project love and grace to others. You feel wonderful, ready to take on your day. Don't you feel wonderful, ready to take on the day? You woke up and you put your feet to the floor and you said, "Thank you, Lord. This is the day that you have made. I am ready to get at it. I appreciate the things that you have for me. I am happy. Life is fabulous, and I am ready to get moving." You feel wonderful. And your spirit exudes that. There's something very warm about you. Something very huggable and snuggable. It's like, "Oh, come here, little teddy bear." You are precious. You're a gem. Not all times are like this, though, are they? Those words of affirmation aren't necessarily always there, but today I want you to hear those words. I want you to hear that you are love. You are grace. You are strength. You are gratitude. You are success. You are ready to take your day on because you are you. I want you to be present. I want you to be incredible. And you know, I want you to only be you because you are the most magnificent you ever. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.